Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, those who are listening on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or leave your give your opinion about today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Now, today's word of the day is flocculate. Flocculate. F-L-O-C-C-U-L-A-T-E. Flocculate. Flocculate is a verb, and it means to aggregate or coalesce into small lumps or loose clusters. Okay? To aggregate into small lumps or loose clusters. That's flocculate. All right? That's your word of the day. And let's see here. What's the... Right now is 82 degrees in ATL. We had a high today of 83, low tonight 62. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 82, low 59. Sunday, sunshine, 81, low 58. And then next week, we got just sunshine, and the low 80s. And then towards the end of the week, you're getting into your high 80s. So it's very nice outside, guys. I would encourage you to head out and head outdoors and get your barbecue grill going tonight. I know it's Friday. You guys usually maybe eat pizza or something on Fridays. I'm actually not grilling tonight. I'm gonna fry fish tonight. So that's going to be a good thing. But get this, I'm going to be outdoors, okay? I'm going to be outdoors. And I just think that you guys should be outdoors as well. Great weather, great time. I mean, do things with your kids or what have you, you know? Just get out there and get it. Okay? Get out there and get it. And that's what I encourage you to do. So, let's see. What else? A little bit about the NBA. We got games tonight, of course. And I sure do hope that Golden State wins tonight. I'm sure. I think they will. And then they'll be in New Orleans tonight. And also the Houston Rockets, Utah Jazz game. That's going to be the best game of the night. Okay? So if you guys are into basketball, hey, we're having some great series in the NBA. And it's only going to get better, right? It's only going to get better. So, I know you guys are anxious. I got people up on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, Sex with Animals is Legal in Canada. Okay? And I'm saying this right. Sex, that's right, sex with animals is legal now in Canada. A jury found a man guilty of sexual sodomy or something like that, right? And he pled not guilty. And because he pled not guilty, he had to go to trial. And within his trial, they found this guy not guilty, and then afterwards, they made it law that you can have sex with animals in Canada. Now, you can only have, it's only oral sex, so you can't penetrate your dog. Okay, you can't penetrate your horse. You can't penetrate your pig, your sheep, your dog, your cat, your bush rat, whatever it is. Okay? And what's crazy about it is what this guy did was he put peanut butter on his genitals and had his dog take care of getting the peanut butter off. Okay? Take care of getting the peanut butter off. Oh, brother. And, you know, so, I mean, it's sick, right? It's sick. It's something that I just never thought I'd hear in my life. But when I heard this, I was like, okay, I have to check this out. See, is it true or what have you, right? And turns out I found it. True story. Sex with animals is legal in Canada, but it's oral sex, okay? So if it's oral sex, no penetration, okay? So you're telling me that with an animal, you're going to have oral sex with an animal. And say a horse. You're going to have oral sex with a horse, right? Say, like this guy had with a dog. You're going to have oral sex with a dog. So you got to have a dog to, you think about it. Can you have a dog and do something to that dog orally? I guess you can have a female dog and, you know, do something with her orally. I guess you could have a male dog if it's a woman and do something with that male dog orally. I guess you could have a horse, a female horse, and you can do something with her orally. Or you could have a male horse and a female could do something with that male horse orally. Now, you know, you've heard of, you know, women doing things with dogs and women doing things with horses. I've heard of it anyway. But I would never have thought in my lifetime that it would be something that was a law and it was legal to do. Never, ever would have thought that this would come to pass as, you know, right now. There are states in the United States as well who have it where it's legal to have sex with animals. Okay? And even I found out that there's a lady that has married her dog. and had the dog dressed up in a tux and everything, and they got married. Now, I mean, here's my take on this, and this is my opinion now, guys. My take on this is that, okay, she's marrying her dog, and what about, you know, you said you don't want, you know, men marrying men and women marrying women, but you don't mind dog, you know, a woman marrying a dog. I mean, something's wrong with this place, man. Something's wrong with this country. Something's going on with this country that is just unbelievable. Who would have thought to make a law and then pass it where sex is legal, just legal to have sex with an animal? What kind of frackle-knackle bull is this? And at some point, stuff's just got to stop. Sex with animals is legal in Canada? And it's legal, apparently, in some states in the United States. Georgia was not one of those states. Alabama was one of those states. Florida was one of those states where you can have sex with animals and they not throw your ass in jail. That is seriously crazy to me. That is seriously crazy to me. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. And then, you know, I just can't imagine. Okay? Can't imagine having sex with an animal, dog, cat, bird, whatever it is. How does that work? How does that work? You guys ever thought about that? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, they say that, but I've never seen it in my life, in person anyway. They say that a sheep, okay, not a goat, a sheep, has a female sheep has a vagina that looks exactly like a human female's vagina. Okay? Looks just like a human female's vagina. Maybe you guys have seen that, maybe whatever, but I've never seen it in person. I've never seen it on line or anything like that. I've never seen that. But I've heard that several times. The vagina of a female sheep looks exactly like the vagina of a female human being. Now, if, you know, if that's the case, you can, you know, can't see it, but I can more give that credence than a dog or a horse or anything like that. I could give that more credence than pretty much any other animal. Okay. And so to have this be a law, to have people doing this, is just freaking incredible to me. Okay? It's freaking incredible to me. And but anyway, that's the word, guys. It's true. You can go online anywhere and just type in, where is it legal to have sex with animals, or is it legal to have sex with animals in Canada? Do it like that, and you'll see a video and all this from a news station, and it's mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing to me that someone could have sex with an animal. Okay? It's just mind-blowing. And, you know, but I guess people do it all the time. Guess you get out on that farm and, you know, you got all these acres and no one for a few miles, and your neighbor's only a few miles away, and you know you want to have some sex or whatever, and hell, all you got is these animals on the farm. Crabber, crazy as hell. Anyway, guys, I'm so anxious to get outside. I'm going to close the show out now. And I hope you guys have a tremendous rest of the day. Remember, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Go party. I'm sure they're partying tonight. Party tomorrow with the Latinos. And tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. I'm sure they have great, tremendous drink specials and all kinds of good stuff. So do your thing. Party. Tomorrow is Saturday. I don't remember Cinco de Mayo being on a weekend for a long time. So enjoy it, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be safe, for sure. Have a tremendous weekend. And I'll see you guys on Monday, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Frank. I'm over. And I am out.
This is how we do it. The keys to my truck, hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party. I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Eight, he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.